This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Live from New Orleans, Flight by Yuengling presents Sports Radio 610 on Radio Row. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome in. Real Ron, the show, Hughley, real Clint Sterner in the building, real Tyler Milner, I think. I can't, I just, could be Sterling in there. He's doing this.
Well, that
bad.
Would make more sense, at least, because we've been told we're voice twins.
Good. What'd you say? Brandon Scott came in here and just said.
Cecil.
He was Cecil.
No, he said. Who did he say he was going to sit down and say Pac-Man Jones?
He said he's going to sit down and be Hopkins, DeAndre.
Oh, DeAndre Hopkins, that's
be
right.
Nuke. Yeah, he came in off the practice field right in here to sit in the exclusive furniture hot seat. No, we did have a fun conversation, and if you missed it, yesterday Emmett Smith was all over the place and enjoying himself and pouring out tequila, but we were able to catch up with him yesterday. And we had a good conversation catching up with his old teammate, Clint Sterner. All right, welcome in. And The Drive is live, and The Drive is always in a good spot when we got a Hall of Famer in here. Oh, we got the best running back in the history of the game on with us, and a former teammate of my partner. Now listen to him, and he's been my partner the last 5 years, but I wonder what old Sterner was like in his 20s when he was your teammate. Because I got him late in his 40s. He's a dad and stuff now. I wonder what he was like when you ran into him.
He was cool. Very cool. I mean, I say cool, I mean cool. I mean, he was a brother's brother. That's what he was. I mean, it's like having, a brother from another mother. That's the kind of dude he was. He was cool. He was consistent. And not only that, but he was a good quarterback, too, as well. And so we had other guys ahead, but still, he knew what he was doing. I could have played with him. They would have gave him a chance, I would have been fine. We had a couple times when we did get on the field together.
Yeah, we had a couple times. One of the best memories with E, obviously, personally, was one of my worst football memories, obviously. I come out in New York in my first game, and we're ripping it up 1,100 some odd yards. We're beating the Giants. And then I come out, and all hell broke loose. The wheels came off, right? E was hurt at the time. He was on the sideline in street clothes. I throw four picks in the second half. And the best part of the story, once I get beyond the heartbreak of giving up the job, I remember my boy E just giving it to Campo. You got to let him finish the game, man. You can't pull him out, man. You got to at least let him finish the game. Anyway, he pulled me out and let Ryan Lee finish that thing. I thought he was going to get it done for me, but I appreciate the support. Always have, man. Always have. E, what's going on with you now, man? I know you got the Herradura stuff. I'm a big tequila guy. I'm going to tell you that once again. I'll probably hit you a couple more times.
What's your favorite tequila?
It depends what I'm doing. It depends on what I'm doing.
You're doing now.
Fortaleza is a really good, reasonable price point, good sipper.
Okay.
Right? I like Clase Azul. Okay. I know there's probably some additives or what everybody wants to talk about that. I tell you what I'm on right now is Cascanes. Cascanes. You had that yet?
No.
Okay, you probably ain't going to have it. You ain't going to cheat on yours, are you?
No. No, I would not cheat on mine, but I'm going to listen to what you got to say.
Hey, those are my three. I got a bunch of them, but those are my three go-tos right now.
Have you had this?
I have not. I told myself I'm not going to go there until I see 2-2.
Well, I'll be honest, I ain't had it either. Isn't it? I just want to let you know.
Hey, well, we only got two cups. Y'all might have to take out the same cups. Ain't nobody drinking out of mine.
Hey, ain't nothing changed. I'll share with you with mine. We're good.
But okay, I'm glad you said that, because if you haven't had it, I'm going to give you a sip of this one. Then I'm going to give you a sip of this one right here. This Legends right here, it was distilled by a female distiller out of Herrador, Amatitán down in Caliso. And this right here is a high-end Cristalino. It's an Añejo, but it's Cristalino. Now, you know that flavor, right?
Yes.
And you know the
most Añejos are darker. That's most obviously of it, clear.
Exactly. And so we're going to go through that, and I'm going to let you hit this one, and then I'm going to hit you with this one.
Okay.
And you're going to be able to taste the different flavor profiles.
I love it.
All right, so, but outside of that, football-wise, Super Bowl Sunday coming up this weekend, big game. I'm excited to be here, as I am just about every year, walking the media floor and talking about this and other things as well. How are you doing?
Man, I'm good. You ain't gonna believe it. Got two little girls, 1-year-old, 3-year-old.
I know how that happens.
I know how it happens too. Hey, I know you got several of them, but we got to circle back, make you some advice from you as I do this thing. But life is good, man. Life is good. Covering the Texans on a daily basis. I want to hit you on some Texan stuff, man.
Okay.
And more or less some basic running back stuff, more so than Texans. The Texans have obviously gone through some things in the last couple of years. Have been really good. They got Joe Mixon now. Joe Mixon's running that field, one of the better running backs in the game. But there's a lot of conversation about scheme in Houston, about this running back fits this scheme, this running back fits that scheme. Now, I know, I remember the years with you, mm-hmm. and I remember Emmitt wasn't going to say, I'm just an outside zone guy. I'm a gap scheme guy. You can do it all, mm-hmm. right? I'm curious to your, in your opinion, is when you look at scheme, should a running back be scheme dependent, or do you see most running backs in this league are guys that can do it all?
Most running backs in this league is scheme dependent.
Okay.
There's few running backs that can do it all. Jacobs could probably do it all.
Yep. Saquon
could probably do it all. McCaffrey can probably do it all. I felt like Zeke could do it all as well. And I think the problem is certain schemes only suits the offensive coordinators.
Yeah.
And they want their players to fit that scheme. Well, if you don't have the player that has the capabilities of fitting the scheme, and that player has vision, agility to cut back, but yet you want to offset them versus put them behind in a neutral position and give them the ability to read things in front of them and take advantage of what's happening, you just limited the guy's ability to be a great running back for you. So I think schemes and coordinators oftentimes want people to fit their scheme. Great coordinators adjust their schemes to great players, because coaches' job is to put a player in position to be successful.
Yeah.
Not to be, for me just to be successful, but for the players to be successful. And I think that's what North Turner brought to the table for Troy, Mike, and myself. And that may have been a scheme all by itself. It was a scheme for me.
Yeah.
It was a scheme for Troy.
It worked all right for you.
It worked all right for all the three of us. And so that's really a true scheme. If your scheme works for everybody, you do it. If it doesn't, you got to make adjustments.
I find it interesting to hear you guys like you who did it in your time. And it seems like this was a huge year for, like, the return of the running back with Saquon and Derrick Henry and all those guys in free agency.
It was already here.
The narrative of the return of the running back.
There it is, the narrative.
I'm curious your thoughts of, because it seemed like they were just trying to devalue the position and not pay it.
You know why they were trying to devalue it?
Please.
Because as a running back soars, the number jumps up. Because if he's leading the league, he wants money equivalent or close to a quarterback. And if you got to pay him, then you run the risk of putting a lot of money in one position, meaning running back position, and he's getting hit all the time. And so how do you pay a guy that kind of money when you have a running back by committee? That's the problem. Running back by committee is giving you and everybody the illusion that we're protecting the running back. That's a lie. You ain't protecting the running back. You're protecting the money.
Yeah.
And you're shifting the money around to people that you want to give it to. And you want to leverage us when this guy throw 4 picks. And now you want to hand the ball to me and let me run.
Damn it. We just gave an example. It was an example that was right there.
Did you not say that earlier?
No, it happened.
But that's what he just said. So now you want to hit the ball in my stomach and calm everything down.
But so we can give him a chance, so we can give him a chance to get back under control, and then he can start throwing the ball effectively again. Because nerves get shot when you throw a pick. And your confidence can also wane when you throw a pick. So you have to learn how to overcome those obstacles. And in order to do that, you got to have some time to do that. And so the running back's always been poised and ready to go. You just got to call out a number.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about the Super Bowl before we get you out of here. I know you're busy, man. Super Bowl, just overall thoughts. Eagles, Chiefs, what do you think?
It's kind of hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes. Yep. Such a great quarterback, and they have a great scheme, and they run the offense to perfection. He knows it inside out. But I got to go with the NFC. And I'm going with the NFC because I'm an NFC guy. I want to see us get back in the winner's circle. And I also don't want to see them get three in a row. If they get three in a row, then everybody will tell me how great of a team they are and try to separate them from our greatness.
From your squad. There you go.
And their squad could not handle our squad.
That's Kansas City guy right here now.
Their squad could not handle our squad,
though. Hey, listen.
They could not handle Detroit when Irvin, E. Smith, and coming downhill.
Yeah.
Shoot. They didn't want to see that.
Yeah.
Trust me.
We'll see.
They didn't want to see that.
Emmett, we appreciate you joining us,
man.
Those
were tough times. They're like going back in the 20s when the Great Depression hit. We're talking about tough times.
All right, Emmett, we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Always a good time,
let's
man.
Get this drink on.
That was the first time this week I had to use my coping skills. Hey, you know my back down's hard, and I... And Emmett pushed me. Tried to push me because you know I wanted. You know his people were telling us, "Hey, he's got to go." I had a rebuttal.
Where is
but I said, "Let me stop."
They were winding us up, man. He had to get over there on NBC Sports.
I said, "Let me stop here." I like what he talked about though with the running back situation. But he talked about so many running backs are scheme dependent. And the Texans are getting a new OC, and we talked about it yesterday. We're not sure which scheme he runs. Do you think Joe Mixon fits into the scheme dependent or the type of guy that Emmett's saying?
I think Joe's one of the guys that can do it all. Like I don't think Joe's scheme dependent. Now if your scheme just sucks and you know the when I say scheme, I don't mean cut the wide receiver splits and then try to run outside zone and keep running the ball behind Dalton Schultz. Like I don't mean all that. Either way it goes, I think from a scheme perspective, whether it's a gap scheme or a zone scheme, heavy offense or heavy OC, I think Joe Mixon can do it all.
Yeah, I do too. The only thing is, how long can he do it all for? He's getting to be 29 years old, so that's going to be the next move at that running back spot.
Well, I think, too, I think my point was more or less about the Damian Pierce side of things and just the fact that he's been the topic of conversation on so many scheme or scheme fit or not fit. I don't think that the scheme fit was that we talked about this many times with Damian Pierce. Like, I don't think he went from being a potential 1,000-yard back to standing on the sideline because he wasn't a scheme fit.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think it's that drastic, but... you can see where obviously you're not going to have a Joe Mixon type back behind him, so that guy needs to be a little bit more of a fit, maybe a little bit more special or specific skill set to fit a certain system. We'll see what they end up doing here. I don't know. I haven't watched enough Rams to know.
Yeah,
McVay and kind of how what their running game looked
their
like.
Their running game was good, Williams.
Well, no, I know it was good, but I didn't watch them close enough to know how much of it was tight end, 12 personnel, too tight heavy and heavy personnel. How much of it was receivers cut split doing a bunch of blocking? How much of it was just one back versus two? Like I don't know exactly what all they're going how they went about it. So need to go back and look at some of that.
Yeah. So good conversation with O. Emmett. Is he another one? I tell you what, man, these former athletes, they look good, man. Like even Emmett, he took a lot of hits. Emmett still looks really good. I saw Deion earlier today. He looks really, really good. Like, and we talked to several athletes. Al
Steph
Smith
looked really good.
Yeah, fake Steph looked really good. A former athlete. Looked like he was recovering from that ACL really well. Someone texted in, guys, did you look at his limp? I've actually watched real Steph Diggs in his workout. Steph's moving. Steph's running. Yeah, he's
So well, to answer that question, no. We're sitting at a table. We walked from behind a sign and sat down. I didn't know. I didn't watch him walk for 20 yards. No. We didn't do that.
Clint said, Steph
he looks Steph good, Dick man. Looks good. Still looks like he can play.
He looks like he can still go. He can still go. All right. All right, 713-572-4610. You guys can continue to do what family does, what bros do, and that is
pile it on.
Oh, pile it on, man. You got to. Someone text in, I'm a mailman and I'm getting a signature for a letter and I lost my stuff right in front of the customer. When old boy said, nah, I'm not him. I just rolled with it because dude thought I was definitely Golden Turd winner next week. Hey, could you imagine what that dude he gave his mail to just say, what the hell are you?
He's trying to get a signature for a package, and he's falling out laughing.
I know Tyler's pissed because he's a perfectionist, but I cannot wait till Tyler gets through this and we can really get comedy out of this and really break this down. Because at that moment of, because I want to know how long was it when I said, are you punking us? I want to know how long it was.
Too long.
Before he actually spoke again.
I mean, he had to be higher than a kite, right? No. Behind them glasses?
No.
He had to be.
No, I think he was.
Because even when you caught him, he just was like, I mean, when you called him out, he was just like.
It just stood there. I don't know what my next move is. Like, I got here. I got all the way here. I did it. What do you think he was sitting there thinking? These fools right here, they are still giving me.
I was trying to figure it out. I was suspicious from jump, so I was trying to figure it out.
I know I did. I texted Aaron looking straight at. I said, are you? Can I tell you what tipped me off? I said, Steph wouldn't shake all our hands. That's what made me think. Well, that was weird. Steph wouldn't shake all our hands. He wouldn't be this excited to get on with us. As someone texted in, guys, I needed that laugh. I needed it all week. Well, look here, man. That's what we're here to completely make a complete ass of ourselves for your enjoyment. Hopefully, you still respect us enough to listen to us on Monday when we get back to Houston. Coming up. Luis Perez. Hopefully, Luis Perez has a great, great story, right? And Clint is hell bent on believing this kid should be in the league.
Oh, I've been on Luis.
You've been talking about
you talk about all the which I'm fond of because I've been in NFL Europe and all the like. The developmental leagues, if you want to call it that, minor leagues in for football. This dude rips it up every year, every opportunity he gets, and it's crazy. I'm shocked. That he's not a dude that is a backup somewhere in the league for 10 years straight, and he can't get with the team. But anyway, he's definitely one of those developmental league sensations. He's doing his thing, man. He's fun to watch.
We'll have a conversation with him and much, much more coming up next right here live on The Drive.
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley is presented by Verlo Mattress. Verlo Mattress, handcrafted for your comfort and guaranteed for life. Attention Sports Radio 610 listeners. A slam dunk trip to Vegas could be yours. How? By tuning in to Sports Radio 610 for an hour a day on the Odyssey app. 60 minutes earns you a daily entry. If you win, you and three friends will be wheels up to Vegas in March. Staying at the Circa Resort and Casino with an extra $20,000 in your pocket and access to Stadium Swim for the ultimate college basketball tournament experience. Just log in and listen now on the Odyssey app for your chance to win this national contest. Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610. Live from New Orleans, Flight by Yingling presents Sports Radio 610 on Radio Row. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as we are live here at Radio Row here in New Orleans, final day. It has been some kind of a week here, live on The Drive, as we have been here bringing you the coverage of the Super Bowl and starting to wrap up here, and we'll head out, be back here in Houston here in a bit. But Clint, as we await Luis Perez, in your opinion, in this game Sunday, does Jalen Hurts have to? Because let's be honest, the first Super Bowl, me and Tyler disagreed with you, but I think you clearly had an argument. The stats would say it. If he didn't play at the level of Mahomes, there are some that could fairly say, yeah, he outplayed him, right, with what he did with his legs, what he did with his arm. And they still lost 38-35 in that game. And he, like, Clint, that may have been the best game Jalen Hurts has ever played in his career.
Agreed.
Like, I'm not going to sit here and say I've watched all of Jalen's games, right, every one of them. But I'm hard-pressed to find one. Obviously, the moment, the team he was going against, and all of that. Does he have to do that again, in your opinion, in this game for Philly to win it? Does Jalen Hurts have to play in a manner in which he plays at least to the equal of Mahomes, or even has to outplay him?
I don't think he does. I don't think he does. I think the way the Eagles win this game, now the stats may be, you know, the stat sheet may be blown up. I don't, you know, that's a lot can happen there. But I think if this game becomes a game where Jalen Hurts has to play at that level, I think Kansas City wins. I mean, running away with
if he has to, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the because that means they're stopping Saquon Barkley. You know, that means that they're keeping him in third and long.
Because, yeah, you're right. Yeah, Kellen Moore wouldn't on purpose say,
yeah,
Jalen, this is – I don't think he would. I don't know. Actually, we've seen Kellen Moore in Dallas Dak, it's
he will have a tendency to do that. Yeah. But he seems like he's – I've said it before with Kellen Moore. Like, this year with Kellen Moore, to me, has completely changed my take on him, what he's done, been able to do. Now, it took getting Saquon Barkley and having Jalen Hurts as your quarterback to happen. So he may go the other direction once he gets a guy that can spin it around, you know, at the elite level. But yeah, no, I think it's easy, man. I think the answer is no, Ron. I think if they can stay ahead of the chains, if they can kind of dictate to Kansas City, hey, you're going to close the middle of the field, you're going to give me soft corners, I'm going to throw the quick game, I'm going to throw the boots, I'm going to, you know, that kind of deal, then I think that's the game plan. I think they win the game with that approach. I don't think – I wouldn't bet on Jalen Hurts duplicating that outing that he had in that Super Bowl. Like you said, it's the best game that I've ever seen Jalen Hurts play, I think, and that would be – that'd be hard to duplicate that one.
And he shouldn't have to. I think you're right. If he shouldn't have to. If they have to beat him, I mean, if they've got to do that, it'd be hard pressed to say, yep, they're going to win this way. That's how they're going to win. So we'll see how that works right here. Go ahead and jump in there, Luis. As Luis Perez joins us, courtesy, get comfortable in that thing right there. There you go. You needed that, man. There you go. Everybody sits in there and forgets about putting the headsets on because they just lay back. There you go. There you go. Luis Perez joins us, man.
Hey, do you have an ID real quick?
I do.
Can I check your ID real quick?
Can I check that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We need to check to make sure your lease ID. Please.
Let me check that.
Okay. Check me out.
Let me check that.
Look at that.
Ryan, you want to check it again?
Make sure I'm good. Am I good?
I'm going to match it with what I got.
Hey, all right. We'll explain later, bro. In fact, you'll probably hear about it.
I'm going to tell you what, man. Welcome into the drive here in Houston. This guy right here has been one of your biggest supporters. He's been talking
outside
you
of
up.
Your mother and father. I'd be willing to bet you there ain't nobody.
And I think, listen, we're going
2-3 years back now.
I think it's, and then I think it may be close with your mother and father. But he has been a huge supporter of you and thinks you should be in the league. And clearly, that is the goal. How close are you achieving that? And what are you doing to go about trying to get there?
Yeah, so right now, I was with the Chargers 6 months ago, right?
Yep.
So I'm knocking on the door, right? Haven't got an opportunity to make an active roster, so I'm just grinding relentlessly, right? It's the pursuit of the NFL, right? It's hard. There's a lot of people that are great out there that, you know, you just got to get that break to be able to get in. So right now, I'm just preparing for the UFL. I'll go back to the UFL, get some more film, hopefully win another championship, and then, you know, we'll see what happens after that.
Let's let everybody know, because not everybody is up on the UFL and exactly where you're at, because I've been telling folks about you and where who are you with, when does all that start, what's the season look like for you?
Okay, so I'm with the Arlington Renegades in the UFL. We report in 3 weeks for camp. Our first game is March 29th of this year.
Okay, it's easy, and you can see, and it'll be all over TV, Luis Perez, and what do you think it is, man? I mean, and I know, look, you seem like a humble, this is the first time I've ever spoke to you. You seem like a humble dude to where it's, hey, man, I'm just going to keep grinding, and it's hard to get there. But I'm going to tell you, man, you clearly have the skill set to play at the pro level. What I think is most important, I'm an old quarterback, and so, I evaluate and watch and kind of through a different quarterback eye. The most impressive thing about you to me is every time I turn the TV on in a developmental league where you have – minimal time to learn the offense and be with your teammates and learn the terminology and be the coach on the field you need to be. Every time you step on the field, it seems like you're a veteran in that system. And a lot of the times we can hear you talking on TV, communicating on TV. You're directing traffic out there, man, like you're a 10-year vet with these guys. What's the trick to learning these offenses so quick and being in such good command so quickly in these developmental leagues?
Yeah, it's a phenomenal question. So for me, right, I started off in high school, or I started in Commerce, where my play call was like doubles 90, right, and that's the whole play call. Then I get to the Rams, where it's Y short to south right clamp, pass 18 Wanda, Y bend lick, X strike, Z bench, can, 3 J, F, so whatever, right?
I got no idea what you just
said. So, right, you talk about 2 words to 15 words, right? So I found a method throughout that process where I would literally sleep with headphones on with a tape connected to a tape recorder of the plays that I'm going to recite the next day. So I'll put them on, and I'll sleep, and I'll just have them on repeat all day. And that's kind of a hack that I learned when I was with the Rams. I'm like, okay, I'm starting to pick it up. And I've used that hack through everywhere I've been. Now, as, you know, my progression in pro football has came, you start learning more systems, right? As a quarterback, you know, it gets easier. Things are kind of similar, but a little different. You just got to, hey, oh, I remember we used to call that same concept something else over here, so I can correlate that. And, you know, it just becomes an easier mesh the more you're in it. But, again, the number one hack that I saw was I'm sleeping with headphones of just tape recorder on repeat.
When you talk about that, man, shifting from system to system, from like all these different leagues that you've played in for that one dream and goal, what is it that's motivating for you to keep doing that? Because, you know, there could be a space where it's just like, and I'm sure many people have done it, like, all right, man, that's it. Now it's time for me to kind of take the next step in life. What motivates you to continue to do this?
So my path has been really unconventional.
Yeah.
And it's been really difficult, right? A lot of obstacles to even be here where I am today. So my thought process every single year when I tell myself, hey, am I going to hang it up or am I not? Well, I ask myself these questions. I say, okay, do I enjoy waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, going to go train, having this routine of what it takes to be a champion, like all in, not just, I'm going to try this on the side and do football. No, no, no. It's all in or nothing for me. So I'm all in there, right? Yes, I still want to do that. 2, am I healthy? I'm healthy. 3, am I playing at a high level? I am. So why would I stop? I've already went through all this adversity, and I'm knocking on the door every single year to quit now. I'm right there. I mean, it's like you're on a marathon, and you're 25 miles in. You're like, why would you stop?
Yeah,
you know.
What have been the reasons that you've heard that you didn't make a team? Like, what is?
So that is the most frustrating part. Is you never get a clear answer.
Really?
Right. That is the most frustrating thing. Right. If somebody tells you, hey, maybe work on your accuracy, maybe work on your arm strength, maybe work on your mobility, whatever it is, well, then you go work on it. Right. But when they tell you every time, hey, it's, you know, numbers, hey, we're going to go with this guy, or this, like, they never tell you a straight answer. It's always gray.
Sure, yeah.
So that's been the most frustrating part. Again, one team may say, oh, you're very accurate. One guy might say, you know what, you need to work on your accuracy. So they're like, okay, well, you know, what is it, right? So you never really know. So you just have to constantly just, like, I try not to worry about those things and just focus on my craft and do what I feel like I need to work on and just keep bending, you know, keep polishing my strengths and, you know, improving on my weaknesses.
The interesting thing with him, or with you, is that I would imagine coaches have a hard time finding a real reason to justify cutting you. You know, you're gonna keep 3 guys on the roster and 1 on the practice squad or 2 and 2, whatever you do. you know, I was up against this, like I'm sure you are, you know, the 6'4 guy or the guy that's super athletic that you just, you don't fit either mold, but every time you get in the game, you move the rock, you score points. It's hard for a coach to give, like, look you in the eye and tell you, hey, man, you know, it's your accuracy or it's your arm strength or it's this or that, because it really isn't. It's about the ceiling of this other guy over here that hadn't pissed a drop, right? But that's interesting, man. That's cool to hear.
Yeah, man. It is. What's your support system like, man? Because that's got to be a big part of you continuing to get where you're doing and going to camps and doing all of this.
Yeah. So I have a wife. We just turned 10 years married. I have two daughters. Ariel, she just turned 5, and then Sienna's 3. They're my rock. They're my everything. I mean, they enjoy going to games. You know, financially, we're okay. We can continue to play in the spring leagues. And it's kind of one of those things where my family enjoys watching me play. And like I said, I answer all those 3 questions every time I'm after the season. And I'm, you know, why not? Like, why would I stop playing? And they're a huge part of my success, right? Everyone that's made it to the very top hasn't done it alone. I mean, it's not a secret. Everybody needs a good support system, people that to help along the way. And, you know, chips have to fall in the right place, right? I mean, you have to have a little bit of luck in that too.
All right, man. Appreciate you joining us, man, and good luck, man, and we'll be looking out, and hopefully this thing happens for you down the line.
Yeah, appreciate it. Well, one last thing I wanted to touch on real quick was I'm writing a book.
Okay.
I'm writing a book about my story, about my journey, how to deal with adversity, and just what it took to be a champion and be where I am today from a professional bowler to now, right? And I think it could really impact a lot of people. In a positive way, and that book's going to launch at the same time as the UFL, so late March, and it's going to be called The Spring King. So I just want to put that out there. The Spring King.
Where can people find that? Where can people get that?
So on Amazon.
Amazon.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, man. Appreciate you, man.
Stuff, man.
Yeah. Appreciate
you,
man. Yep. Thanks so much.
All right, coming up, Josh Allen. From one quarterback to another, Josh Allen. He wins the MVP. The question is, did Lamar Jackson get screwed out of his third MVP? We'll discuss that. Coming up next, right here.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're live on the drive.
Live from New Orleans, Flight by Yingling presents Sports Radio 610 on Radio Row. Here's the drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome in back to the drive. Clint Sterner, Ron, the show. Tyler Milner in with you. Shout out to Luis. Appreciate the conversation with him. And good luck with him. Clint, the MVP award was announced yesterday. I know Figgy and Brandon, they were there for a little bit, but the MVP awards were announced yesterday, NFL honors. And first, who did you think was going to win that award? Going into it, what was your top three?
I thought Lamar would win it.
You thought it'd be Lamar, yeah, Josh.
Lamar, and Josh, and Saquon. I thought Saquon deserved it.
Oh, you thought Saquon. If you had a vote, you would have voted Saquon.
I would have voted Saquon.
Why? Saquon!
I mean, I just think he's
a quarterback like that. Well, I'm just surprised by that.
Well, just because it's clear, you know, he carries that team. It's clear that the dynamic of adding him to that team made them significantly better. Now, obviously, there's an argument 2 years ago he went to the Super Bowl, so what does that look like? But I just think Saquon Barkley chose to not pursue literally breaking records that have stood for 30 years, right? 30. When did Dickerson make that run? You know, so I would have voted for Saquon Barkley. I think Saquon Barkley, this was the year, man, that he was special. And all these guys are obviously special, but I think it was those three: Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Saquon Barkley. Now, I thought
you thought Lamar
was going to win it, because as I've told you before, I mean, I don't know how you don't, unless Lamar just those 8,000 interceptions or something. Like, I don't know how you don't watch and go, Lamar is the most valuable player to his particular team. Remove him from that equation, and all of these guys, the team obviously struggles, but he, it just changes everything that you do. And so Lamar Jackson should be in the conversation, if not winning a damn thing, every single year that he has a good year. So I thought Lamar Jackson would be the guy.
Well, he wasn't. Josh Allen won the award. And it is interesting, if you look up and if you look up and down it, Lamar Jackson is probably ahead in most categories, if not all of them. They played head-to-head in week 4, I believe, and Lamar and the Ravens blew out Josh Allen in that game. Now, Josh Allen's team had a better record. They were the 2 seed, and then you look at it here, Lamar had a higher completion percentage. He threw for a good amount of more yards per pass, averaged more yards per game. He threw 41 touchdown passes to Josh's 28. Josh's big thing this year is, man, he's taking care of the ball at a rate that we've never seen him. Lamar threw 4 interceptions to Josh's 6. Passer rating higher. Rushing
first team all pro.
First team all pro. Rushed for 915 yards to Josh's 530. Now Josh got him on the rushing touchdowns. Josh had 12 rushing touchdowns to his 4. But as Tyler said, the same people who vote for all pro voted Lamar first team all pro. So I think a lot of people thought it was. I don't have a problem with this. I don't think that Lamar got screwed. And I said it, you could jump in 713-572-4610. Do you think Lamar got screwed out of his third MVP? Champ Slice, thanks for taking a break from killing us and saying Lamar was robbed. I don't know. I don't agree with that. I don't think he was robbed. Yes, those numbers rolled through it, but it's valuable, right? And for me, when I look at Lamar, Lamar's got Derrick Henry on his team.
Yeah,
and Derrick Henry, if there were no Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, I think, would be the offensive player of the year. Derrick Henry would be the first team All-Pro. And the help that he gives and brings to the table for Lamar is big time. That team had 9 Pro Bowlers, and I think six or seven All Pros on it. Josh is the only All Pro on their team. Maybe Dawkins, the tackle, is an All Pro, but I know he's. They only had two Pro Bowlers on the team, and to me, Josh had the two biggest wins and the biggest moment. He broke that long winning streak of the Chiefs, and then he went into Detroit and beat the Lions when the Lions had a long winning streak. And those were the two biggest wins, yep. And they were on TV. And then he had that moment on 4th and 2 where he just ran through the entire Chiefs defense and won that game for him. So I just when it looks to the word valuable, I think Josh was more valuable this year than Lamar was.
No, I think it's fair. I think it's more than fair. I think if Josh was going to win it, this was a year. This was a year. It seems like they shifted gears mid-year last year to a more Josh Allen-centric attack, and there's no doubt about it that, you know, Josh with the run game and the pass game obviously is a major part of what they do, and he deserves it. I don't have a problem with Josh Allen winning it. I don't need to. The numbers obviously point you towards Lamar. I wouldn't have had a problem if Lamar would have won it, but I damn sure don't have a problem with Josh winning it either.
Yeah, they were both really, really good, great years this year, and it's just crazy. Lamar's won the MVP twice, and this by far was his best statistical season, and he comes up short. Yeah, and I know what bothered you. Saquon didn't get one single first place vote.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah,
but
there is a thought, like Clint, they might as well change this
to a quarterback award.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they kind of have. They've given, like, the offensive player of the year is never the quarterback. Like last year, I think it was McCaffrey. I think Tyreek has won it before, and they seem to do that. But if he's not going to win, not just win it, right? If he didn't just pick up 5 first-place votes, like if that was the case, they're never going to win it. And I thought the point you just made is we value the quarterback position as much more impactful. He is the quarterback of that team, right? Like he it's crazy. They get almost all of the majority of their big plays are not throws to A.J. Brown. They're 60-yard runs to him. Like, he gets chunk plays, you're right. If he's not going to win it this year with what he did, I just don't know another running back that will.
It's going to have to be a year where a guy does take down Dickerson's record.
What do you think would have happened if he took down Dickerson's record? I think he would have finished in third place.
He probably wouldn't have won it, but I think he'd have had at least one first place vote.
One vote.
Yeah, absolutely.
One first place vote. Yeah, that's wild. As someone texted in, Mount Rushmore show moment. LOL, I thought nothing could beat Paige this week, but now it did.
Old Paige and fake Steph.
Tyler Miller, you are the greatest producer in the world.
Tyler needed that. You needed that one, didn't you?
Sure as hell did, my man.
Thank you, Paige.
Don't say it like that. Thank you, Paige.
Sexy. Okay.
Tyler, man.
What?
Megan listens to this, man.
I'm sorry.
That trail off, man. That's the creepy.
Call it like I see it.
Sexy. Trail off. All right, what you got coming up at the 4?
All right, we got that big contest I got to remind everybody about, and I got to let y'all know about my night last night, man. I saved it for the last night, and I let it rip last night. What has surprised or shocked us the most in the Big Easy? Super Bowl week, a lot going on, a lot of action, a lot of players, a lot of media members. What surprised you the most? We'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 16.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.